going. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new live episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler, Greg Larson.
Hey, how's it going, Ozzy?
Oh, we'll get to that. We got a story. Of course, we always got a story on these live shows. It's these producers from these alien planet that's like, there's got to be something for them to talk about on the live show. Todd knows what I'm talking about, right? Flesh Wound producer Todd, say hi.
Superman, punch that thumbs up for your tribal chief.
That's right. That's right.
I'm here to see Ozzy lose his shit.
Hey, and well, also, Ozzy's got to be pretty happy because preseason football's started. Raiders are doing well, so if tradition is like
normal. Damn it,
normal,
Greg, stop, great preseason, stop, so their regular stop. Season you are such will a dick. Stop. You are such a dick. You know what's really frustrating? Can I just break the fourth wall for a second? Is that Todd, Flesh Wound producer Todd, is going to be out of town. So that means we're going to be recording episodes in advance. The entire month of September is going to be done before the football season even starts. That means on the final episode of September, that Monday episode, I could be of higher spirits than they should be because the Raiders could be 0-4 for all I know. I don't know. The last time the Raiders were this successful in a preseason, they went 2-14. I wasn't even intending to talk about football, but damn it, Greg. Okay. Can we,
yeah, back to this one. It figures they are late. Ozzy shampooing his hair on the company dime. I will correct you. He was not, but he did spend about 5 minutes combing his hair while we were waiting for him.
Could you not be an asshole? Can we let's just get this out of the way. We were having we'll get to this movie Euro Trip in a second. But anyway, Todd and I were having dinner on a patio at a restaurant, right? And I understand if somebody goes out there, they have ashtrays out there, they want to smoke, that's fine, right? But he's eating some soup, I'm eating some salad, and some old dude comes by next to us. Who does he look like, Todd? You coined it. Who did
Blue
he look
from
like?
Old school.
He looked like Blue from Old School. In fact, I got to go a step further. If you were to take Blue from Old School and combine him with the dead corpse from Screwed, that's exactly what the guy looked like. Yeah, exactly.
Michael Pollard.
Yeah. So he sits down at the table next to us. He pulls out something to smoke, whatever. That's fine. Except once he lights it, this was the absolute worst. This was like a cigarette he pulled out of his ass. I swear to God, this smelled. This was like produced in 1974 and then spent 15 years in his rectum. That's what it smelled like. And Todd, tell me if I'm lying. I swear to God, he started smoking that. And I looked at Todd like, oh, no, this ain't going to happen. And I looked over. I said, sir, that smells terrible. Can you please smoke that somewhere else? Todd, tell me I'm lying.
You're telling the truth.
And I was calm, wasn't I? I was polite. Didn't I say please?
You did.
Okay, so what did this guy, what did Blue do? Blue went just to another table over in the corner of the patio where he kept puffing away and just had this smoke piling up in this patio. Just smelled like ass. Todd couldn't even finish his soup. I yelled at the guy. Todd, did I yell at the guy?
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. This happened real life. You know why? Because we didn't have a story yet to tell for the live crowd, and as if I wasn't going to be upset enough. All right, now this week we are reviewing and discussing the film from 2004 Euro Trip. Todd, do you have a trailer?
I do.
Can we please roll it?
Let's roll it.
For centuries, Europe has offered American tourists its culture, its culinary arts, and its mime.
Can we please just get out of here? This guy is really creeping me out.
Now, it's payback time. Two friends, two twins, eight countries.
Europe.
You know, there are a lot of other empty compartments.
Gee.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, mi scusi.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What?
Big tunnel.
Club Thunder Sex.
There, your every fantasy will be fulfilled.
Yes, lady.
Onan Thunder Sex!
So, are the girls coming back?
Absent. It's illegal in the States because it makes you go crazy. They call it the Green Fairy.
Jamie's hooking up with another girl.
Oh my god!
Here's a fun fact. You made out with your sister, man!
That is just wrong.
Since here this town has a famous nude beach.
Let the crazy European sex odyssey begin.
There's no new girls here. It's just guys like us.
Did you see the digital shit they had over
that,
the dick?
That is on fire.
We don't need no water. Let the mug.
Oi, the bloody hell are you?
We're from Ohio.
Stop. Hammer time.
These are magical.
I am freaking out.
I'm here.
Let us make love for one whole month. Mi bello. Mi bello.
Mi bello.
Oh, mi scusi.
No actual Europeans were harmed in the making of this film.
All right, that was Euro Trip, released on February 20th, 2004, with a runtime of 132 minutes. Rated R, written and directed by Jeff Schaefer, Alec Berg, and Daniel Mandel, starring Scott Meklowitz, Jacob Pitts, Michelle Trachtenberg, and a few cameos. Greg?
Yes, sir.
You got any initial thoughts on this one?
Yeah. First off, I just want to say I hate trailers like these. Because I think that there's so much of the movie, like so many of the great moments that are just kind of, you're giving it in the trailer. And you know, I get it's supposed to entice you, but, you know, like it takes away, like, movies have gotten much better lately in doing this in the trailers, but like, it really just ruins so many of the great jokes because it's a lot of it up front there. But I really enjoyed this film. It was fun to go through. All of these types of films are fun. I love the soundtracks, as always, during this time frame and these kind of movies. So, yeah, this has been, it was fun to revisit.
Todd?
Yeah, I'm a fan of this one. Is anyone surprised? Though, funny thing, I didn't want this one to win the vote. I was pulling for Boat Trip, but...
you can't do that. You can't just say... Oh, you know, I didn't want this win. I wanted that one to win. Wink, wink. Vote for that next time.
I even had it ready.
You jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we see it. All right.
No, I'm a big fan of this. What about Ozzy? I mean, you don't look very happy.
Well, see, the humorous thing is, at the very top, at the very beginning, somebody made the comment, I'm here to see Ozzy flip out, or I'm here to see Ozzy get angry, because... Usually, like with these types of films, it's I'm here to see Ozzy lose his shit. That's what the comment was. Because usually with these types of films, specifically released in the 80s or late 70s, tends to make me lose my shit. And I wanted to swerve everybody because that is not the case with this movie. Here's the interesting thing with this. And I actually got excited once I saw who wrote it and directed it. Guys mentioned Jeff Schaefer, Alec Berg, and Daniel Mandel. All of them worked on Seinfeld and Curb.
Yep.
All of them at one point directed a Curb, or at least Alec Berg and Jeff Schaefer had at least directed a few episodes of Curb and produced a few episodes. And you had Daniel Mandel also work on Veep. So you had a pretty good combination there. So I kind of had an idea like, okay, maybe this is going to be instead of like a stupid sex comedy. Maybe you'll get some like heavy, you know, story character stuff that would happen like on an episode of Curb or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. There wasn't necessarily a bunch of laugh out loud moments that I had, but I was still entertained by the pacing of cameos. Not like maybe cameos. It was 2004. Fred Armisen wasn't really big back then, but to see him now,
Flesh Rune patrons.
What is that, Todd?
The Flesh Rune patrons are the source of Ozzy's pain.
Not this month, because it was not painful to watch this movie. I was pleasantly surprised with this. But again, with the several cameos and the way it was used and the Scotty Doesn't Know song, just it set everything up for a ridiculous ride that that really flowed all the way through. Matt Damon, absolutely kicking off one of the various cameos that you see. So that there was my initial thought on here. When I mentioned about the cameos, it starts with Matt Damon. All of a sudden later, you see Vinnie Jones, then Fred Armisen. David Hasselhoff shows up in the trailer, yes, to Greg's point. Unfortunately, the trailer gave away Lucy Lawless right there. I didn't see the trailer beforehand, so seeing that for the first time was it hit. Yeah, Diedrich Bader as a cameo as well. And then the trailer, you saw the absinthe and you saw Green Fairy. Do you guys recognize the Green Fairy?
No.
No.
His name is Steve Heitner, also known as Eric Bana.
The Hulk.
Eric Bana the wants the dinner. Oh, that's the best, Jerry.
Oh,
Gold Jerry.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes.
From Seinfeld, the Mendy's, the soup. No, I'm just gonna get soup. I had a sandwich earlier. No, this is the dinner, Bana. This is it. So the fact that you had these guys come from that like realm and then bring him in just made it was a fun time altogether.
Big T. Todd. No, go ahead.
Well, no, Big T says Todd has to do better making Ozzy miserable. Like I said, this was at the.
Unfortunately, that was on you guys. Not enough of you.
That's true. And you know what? If you notice, Todd's subtle dickheadness is when he said, "I wanted Boat Trip to win again." Wink, wink. That's gonna be the one that drives.
Oh, no, I made it no secret. I've mentioned it on numerous shows.
Okay, so no wink, wink.
Who knows? Maybe you'll love it, Ozzy.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you'll love it.
With the premise that has, how can you not?
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna write something down because I don't want to get sidetracked. Nope. I'm gonna write something down about Boat Trip, and I don't want to get sidetracked. So, Greg, could you kick us off with your favorite moment?
Well, real quick, we got one more
question. What's that?
Would you read it for me, please?
Ozzy, what type of shampoo do you use?
Oh, is this a trick question?
It doesn't matter. That's a Patreon. You need to be nice.
No, I am being nice. I just figured like somebody's, you know, did you put that up to somebody?
Is it that mane and tail or whatever stuff?
No, I don't use the horse shampoo anymore.
Yeah.
that got a little much. Actually, what I ended up. So there's a routine that I got. Honestly, every time I wash my hair, I start out with the Head and Shoulders 2-in-1 Smooth and Silky. I put that in there. Then same juice and berries as The Prince Is Coming to America. I wish I was that distinguished. Not yet. Maybe later. After the Head and Shoulders, then it's the Garnier for anti-frizz up to 3 days. So shampoo there. Then the conditioner there. After the conditioner, then I put leave-in conditioner with some oil and some more anti-frizz cream, and I let that air dry. And I've let it be known that I should never let Todd see me in that condition, because otherwise I end up on a t-shirt. And I can confirm, Happy Sanjo, I do not smell like Axe body spray. I unfortunately had a terrible encounter with somebody who sat in my car that doused himself with Axe body spray, and my car smelled like the product.
You took Dan home?
Nope, wasn't Dan, but my car did smell for 2 weeks. I am not exaggerating.
Oh, yeah.
Technically 15 days, so a little over 2 weeks. So, Greg, favorite moment of this film, Euro Trip.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to have two things real quick, because I want to have a least favorite moment that my namesake of that juggling guy needs to bring this up. So, in the opening credits, there's a moment where there's juggling chainsaws. Now, juggling chainsaws is fine, but every animator, for some reason, when you juggle in a circle, it's called a full shower. That's the trick. That's what it's called. It's not your standard juggling pattern, the cascade.
Shower?
Yes, because there's a full shower, there's a half shower, two different tricks. Anyway, so when juggling chainsaws, you always juggle those in the classic cascade pattern, not the full shower. So just an animation frustration. for that moment. So had to bring that up. Sorry, it's a little.
So too much. You were upset because you wanted a shower, but you got a cascade.
No.
You I got a cascade, but you wanted a
but it was the shower. Every animator got the shower, does the juggling. Yes,
but you got no. You wanted the shower, but you got the cascade. Is that
no,
right?
No. Opposite.
You got I love the cascade. This. The chocolate axe is splendid. Ozzy, what? Dan, shut up. Anyway.
No, but then our next comment.
Axe is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
We agree.
That is 3-for-3. All of us agree. I completely forgot what I was getting. It's okay. No, you got the shower. You wanted the cascade.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going to get into that.
You would probably chop your hand off if you juggled chainsaws in a shower versus a cascade, is all I'm saying. It's not. Yeah, it's dumb. It's not what people do.
You know what's really frustrating is I feel like you're traversing a jungle, right? And imagine you come across like this giant ravine and there used to be a bridge right there and it's been sawed off in half or whatever and you have no way across the ravine. Like on the other side of this cliff, I see the punchline that has to do with Golden Shower, but here I am on the other side of the ravine that can't find a connection whatsoever and it's driving me insane. All right, now, favorite moment of the film.
Actual favorite moment. Oh, there's so many to choose from. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm gonna take it. I'm pretty sure someone else probably feels the same way. But Scoozy. Like that's all you gotta say.
I will say when that was happening during the trailer and I was trying to swerve everybody and no sell everything, that was one of the hardest points where I had to clench my jaw. Was every Fred Armisen moment as the creepy Italian man. Todd?
All right. Well, Todd's going to be good.
But, I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm going to tell you my favorite line. All right.
Could have like cleared your throat away from the mic, or do you have like a sign? You have a sign right under your mic. No, I'm just curious. Do you have a sign under your mic that says "clear throat here"?
No, I was.
And do you have a bullseye right under the microphone? I just.
All right. Do I just need to mute Ozzy? All right. But the line I watched a gay porno and the girl and didn't know the girls never came. The girls never came. I couldn't stop laughing on that one. The way the girls never came. Okay. If you guys have a favorite line out there in the chat, go for it.
Absolutely. Please feel free. Favorite line, favorite scene. I don't want to get too much into it because this is probably one of the few things that it does not give away. But when you hear the Pope say, "What the hell?" That was probably just being raised Catholic. That just hit me so hard that I lost a little bit of oxygen a little bit and saw a few spots. But like I said, it wasn't really a movie that was filled with these laugh out loud moments. There'd be like, you know, yet your high points, but it really felt story driven more than anything else. If there was kind of odd thing to say about it was why would they go in such an odd direction? Why not just go straight to Berlin? But hey, you know, it's supposed to be. I mean, at the very beginning of the movie, it kind of sets you up for that with the song Scotty Doesn't Know that sets you up for what's exactly going to happen. And I just wanted to note their friend Jenny, played by Michelle Trachtenberg, when he says, "I really need to get laid by some drunk chick." And she's like, "Hey, I'm right here." No, you're just a dude with long hair, right? we had a friend like that in high school named Jenny, who we considered just half a man because she liked sports and just she was that character. You know what I mean? She'd say she's a girl, but no, you're just the man. You're just a dude with long or a girl, dude with long hair. That's all. So oh I got God, the Pope saying, "What the hell?" going into. Yeah, except I have facial hair, so there's that. Anyway, moving into the ratings.
Is that what we're calling it?
Anyway, as I was saying, while I did enjoy this, it wasn't at a heightened level where I was glued from start to finish, but I did enjoy it enough to rate it a 4 out of 5 for me.
Awesome, so, yeah.
Solid 4 for me. Greg?
Definitely agreeing with you. It's a good 4. There's a lot of great moments to it. You know, I bordered 4, 4.5 because there was a lot of really funny moments. I mean, just the moment where it's like, a nickel, I quit. You know, like, that was great. Like, there were a lot of great laugh out loud moments. Yeah, I'm gonna go with 4.5. It was fun enough for me to really pump that up a little bit more.
I'm also 4.5. I do really like this one. I do want to also give a shout out for the confessional ass was pretty funny too.
Although the cut from it being inside the pew on one wall to then like outside on the door, I was like, I don't know, editing wise, that was a little weird, but it was still funny. What? Look, I was critical after the juggling scene. It happened. Like, I was analyzing it far too much.
Has there ever been a perfect juggling scene in any movie?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know in Assassin's Creed. One of the things about Assassin's Creed.
Movie Assassin's Creed?
No, it was the game.
Like I said, movie. Is there any movie that has...
Yeah, typically...
Like, that is the juggling you want.
It's always when it's animated. Like, if you're juggling real life and you're doing the shower, that's fine, whatever. Like, but... It's always when it's animated. They do the circle. They've done it since Looney Tunes. You know, it's a thing. It's easier to animate. I get it. It's just... And it is a trick, technically. So it's fine. But yeah, when you're doing chainsaws, just don't do that.
I see. You gotta go the cascade.
That's right. So
cascade.
Even a half shower. Half shower is even fine. But full shower, not happening.
Maybe I can get Ozzy to get a little angry. Big T.
Listen, Dan is everywhere on this freaking network. Can we just have one freaking show without the hat?
In Dan fact, is on his own channel.
In fact, if you really want to see me lose my shit, you can go see some old episodes of KFWF Radio. And there's plenty of episodes where one particular episode, Dan tries to argue with me that Brock Lesnar is a legitimate animal. And just remember getting so upset.
I'm finding it right now so I can share that for anyone who wants to hear.
There you go. But we got our ratings in there. Four and a half. Now, I did make a note earlier about Boat Trip. And we did have a commenter saying, I'm here to see Ozzy lose his shit. Now, when Todd told me about Boat Trip, I had no idea. I knew it had Cuba Gooding Jr. That's it. Then he told me about Boat Trip. He told me about Boat Trip right before Blue sat down to smoke his piece of shit cigar. So he told me Boat Trip came out in 2006 or so. And it's about two guys, Cuba Gooding Jr. and Horatio Sands, that accidentally end up on a gay cruise, and it's completely filled with homophobic jokes. So
I don't know if it
really
is.
Well, I mean, you sold it like it is, but here's what really pisses me off is that comes out at a time like really when the ship is really turning course, pun intended, because it's a boat movie, whatever. But the fact that this dude's Chilean and that was the biggest role he had, what the come on. Just lost my headset there.
You always got Snooki, man. You always got Snooki.
That doesn't count.
What is the count?
I know there's no claim for that because that
she is a bigger star.
No, you know
than Horatio Sands.
But you know who's a bigger star? Pedro Pascal, the Mandalorian.
Okay. Well, then
he's
the top
100% Chilean. All right, so kiss my ass, Chilean ass.
So you got him and Snooki. Those are your top two.
Okay, shut up. All right. So that was Euro Trip. Check it out. Is it streaming anywhere, Todd?
It is on digital. You can get the DVD or Blu-ray. The Blu-ray just came out for the unrated
Blu-ray
version.
Just came out.
Yeah, we did mention we did watch the unrated version. There is an R-rated version, but
I imagine the R-rated version would have less of the thunder sex scene.
Yeah, there's that, and then some of the nude beach has a little extra.
Oh, right, like you mentioned during the trailer. So anyone that was paying attention during the trailer, there was a nude beach scene, and Todd had mentioned, look at all the digital stuff they added. is because in the actual film, the unrated film we saw,
no, the nudity's still in the rated one.
All that,
not all of it. No, but the shot of
that shot is in it.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I just want to say,
that looks like an Italian deli.
For some reason, dicks is okay.
I guess so. But so
you see more dicks in movies now than you do anything else.
Which is, yeah, that needs to stop. But Todd had warned me about things going on. And it was funny because this weekend I attended a wedding. And so my mother-in-law was up in the area. And so Jackie goes and she goes, I told her, I was like, hey, sometime this weekend, I got to watch these movies, you know, for the show. And she goes, well, are any of them ones that we could watch with the family? I was just like, no. So thank you, Todd, for definitely saving me for.
Yeah, I didn't warn you on next week. So I know you already know the content of that one.
Yeah.
Referencing next week's episode, we will be reviewing and discussing the sequel to Clerks 2, as later in the week. Oh, look at Greg putting the movies jersey on display. But as Clerks 3 will be releasing in theaters, select theaters. What's the official technical term of that? It's a roadshow. What's going on?
It's a Fathom event. There's the Fathom event, which is now it's a week in theater, 5 days in theaters. Mm-hmm. And then there's the roadshow that Kevin Smith travels around to different places and, you know, does his show and then shows the movie.
If you're hearing this for the first time, and you're like, wait, what the hell is going on? Just what I'd recommend doing. Just open Fandango. They're not a sponsor, whatever, but you can, you know, just say, hey, whatever. But go to Fandango and just type in Clerks 3 and it'll give you the nearest show times for you. That's how I found mine. And I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to next week's episode where we will review and discuss Clerks 2. However, this week's live episode has ended. Now, next month, we will not have a live episode as the final Monday of the month is Halloween. Now, I was totally on board. Greg was totally on board. Somebody was like, I don't want to do a Halloween show. I'm not saying who that was. I'm just saying somebody, not me, not
Greg.
There's
a reason why the ghost isn't in this episode. So
he's boycotting.
Exactly.
So there you go. However, you'll still have an opportunity to vote for a horror comedy that we will put out on Halloween. Is that right, Todd?
That is correct. We're still narrowing down the selections. I've asked the group. I think we're going to shoot for something that actually lands on Halloween or Halloween time, not just a random horror comedy, since it is Halloween.
Okay.
Ernest so scared we'll, stupid.
As long as it's not a stupid sequel to the Kadavra piece of crap, I
yes,
swear to God,
everybody, Lost Skeleton,
I will have
everyone
paid money.
Doesn't matter.
So watch that sequel.
Everyone vote for Halloween Return School, the sequel.
Did you just say Halloween School? Yeah. Oh, that title just pisses me off. God damn. What the hell?
It doesn't exist.
I said, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I want to vote, where can I vote? You got to be a Patreon member, but you can be a Patreon member starting at $1, and $1 gets you a vote for next month's vote. Ben Grimm, never work on a holiday. I understand that, Todd.
The most important holiday.
The one
all right,
time of
Dan
year.
Shine with another Roman Reigns joke. Now, we talk about the most important holiday, but ladies and gentlemen, I got to be honest. Okay, let's not get carried away with this. Okay, I'm not.
Oh, we're already
this
igniting
is,
Ozzy.
This is another one.
I've gotten a few requests for this. I'm not looking forward to next month.
I'm going to say it like this. This one might torture me.
Live. So, but anyway, so Ben Grimm with Medea Boo too. Okay, see, we'll get there. All right, but be sure to be a Patreon member because if you're not a Patreon member, you can't vote, and if you can't vote, you can't help piss me off. Now, Todd, you mentioned a new shirt. Is there a new shirt for sale?
There is.
Is there any stupid Photoshop on it?
It has nothing to do with you.
On it?
It has nothing to do with you. Good. But this is, okay. Here we go.
Okay, what's this?
A brand new shirt.
Only Dan. Yikes. I apologize that I'm making a suggestion right here live, but why isn't there a fedora on the O?
I was thinking the same thing.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe we'll have to do a limited one.
See, even when he's not here, I'll get it. I'll get, God damn it, Dan. Fedora on the O! What are you doing? That's, the hat's his thing. Have you ever seen him without his hat? Has anyone in Fleshwound World seen him without his hat?
Weird. It's like totally.
Anyone in Fleshwound World seen him without his hat? No, he's always has hat. So he can have a shirt. He should have the hat. If I gotta have my hair wet like whatever the on a shirt, he should have a shirt with the stupid hat.
You know what? You're not wrong.
All right. Well, that concludes this week's episode. Tune in next week where we will review and discuss Clerks 2. Greg, Todd, anything else before we head out for the evening?
No, no. Just remember, never juggle chainsaws in a full shower.
Not a full shower, cascade. Cascade. Yes. And if you're doing a golden shower, do a golden cascade instead. I don't know.
Then that, you do a circumcision.
I'm trying to get to the other side, and I just couldn't. I just flew, you know, just no reason whatsoever to the other side of the punchline. Todd, anything else?
I'm not taking all the heat for this one. I knew Ozzy was going to like this one in the long run. So pick better, guys.
There you go. My mortal enemy, Todd, trying to give me a stroke on this show. But hey, go ahead. Join the Patreon if you haven't already. Patreon.com/Flesh Wound Features. And we'll be back next week with a new episode right here on Flesh Wound Farce. For Greg, Todd, and Ozzy, we'll see you next week.